The scripture readings today give us the insight on what to do and how to respond when we, as human beings, feel that God is not answering our prayers right away. As if He is ignoring us or doesn't care about us when things don't go our way or when things don't feel right. The first in the gospel readings remind us of the virtue of perseverance. Perseverance is important because we need to stay, because we need to ground ourselves and anchor ourselves in the midst of trial, to persist in prayer and petition, even though what is in front of us seems overwhelming and disheartening at times. Of course, it's easy to pray when we feel that we are on top of the mountain, and surrounded by God-loving grace in explicable way. However, it is courageous to remain steadfast when we are being bombarded by doubts, when life doesn't go our ways, as if we are in the deep valley or in the midst of the big storm and God doesn't seem to care or are there for us. Even though our faith teaches us that God listens to our prayers, but there are times that we, as human beings, feel like He is ignoring or pushing us away or pushing our prayers down on the list because we're not important enough. What should we do then? It seems like it's easy to simply give up and try to handle things our way. Yet during these times, we learn how to be steadfast, to be faithful, and to be grounded in Him by not giving up, especially not giving up in prayer and turning to the Almighty in the midst of the storms. My brothers and sisters, I don't know about you. There are prayers that I still pray every single day, every day for the last umpteen years that I can't even recall or remember when I began to pray. Yet, those prayers have not been answered. There are people that I pray for, the people that I love, that I pray that they will return to the faith, for the conversion of hearts, for justice, for deliverance from evil or wrongdoings, and for things to be better that haven't been answered yet. However, I have learned that instead of being angry at God and frustrated at myself and my life, I have learned through the guidance of my spiritual director to end each and every one of my prayers with these similar words: Lord, I know that You care for my family, my relatives, and the people that I truly love. I understand that You know what needs to be done more than I can at the moment. Please help my unbelief. Please let me never lose hope or stop loving You, because without You, Lord, I am nothing. My brothers and sisters, when I left the Redemptorist in 2007, my whole world shattered. Because I had planned to die as a Redemptorist missionary, I had so many aspirations of going across the world and end up in Africa or India or a poor part of the world to be a missionary, to preach the good news. I had so much aspiration. I was filled with so much love for God that I wanted this whole world to be burned with that love. And when things didn't work out and I went home from the Redemptorist, I went into a deep desolation. I cried so much that even in my prayer, I couldn't finish my prayer, that I was devastated, that my whole world would turn around. I felt that God smite me, that He didn't love me, and that He has abandoned me. I kept praying and praying and praying, but no answer. Until one day, I finally said, "Fine. What do you want?" I'm what really mad at God. What do you want from me? Tell me, or else I'm going to stop praying. And at that moment, I heard something. I heard something that I didn't expect. And it was not an answer that I wanted. But I heard from God. It's a mental voice that I know that is from Him. He simply said, "I love you, Koi. Is that not enough?" Shoot. That wasn't what I was looking for. "I love you, Koi. Is that not enough?" Of course, as a human person, I have doubted, questioned God's plan, and felt lost many times in my life. Because most of those times, I wanted to be someone else instead of following where He was leading me. Just like that moment when I had to lead the Redemptorists, I wanted to be a missionary, to preach the good news, and thought that I would be more perfect in holiness as a religious. Yet, all of that, what my plans, my ideas of holiness, and my desire for my life, filled with false, pious thoughts, but they were not His will. It took me a very long time to finally understand that where I am at now is where He wanted me to be. That I am called to be a parish priest and to make myself at home in this diocese of Fort Worth, where He has led me and has planted me. Of course, I'm slow and hard-headed. I resisted a lot too, yet I understand that this is where I am meant to be, where He had planted me, and where I need to grow with true devotion, hope, trust, and most important of all, perseverance. Even in the midst of many wrongs, even in the midst of many trials, even in the midst of many things that hurt my heart and are out of my control. I have learned that my calling as a diocesan priest and as a parish priest isn't of my own accords, wantings, or desires. It is to live and to make choice for the greater goods of my people, those who have been entrusted to me. It has often required me to bite my tongue, to embrace the creative tensions and hurts, and to put my head down so I can care for my people instead of trying to be a false hero at times. I'm slow, but I finally understand through many divine intervention and loving lessons from God of what it means to live for the people. Especially, I finally understand the lives of the priests that I used to know when I was growing up in Vietnam, how they learned to minister and care for the people in the midst of an oppressive dictatorship of the communist regime. More than ever, I have learned and have great respect for them because I now understand their shepherd's heart in living for the people and trying to find creative ways to care for the church in the midst of many trials, many sufferings, many fear tactics, and many oppressions. My brothers and sisters, the second reading today from St. Paul reminds us that we have to persevere and be faithful to the gospel. He wrote to his own disciple, St. Timothy, and he taught St. Timothy as well as he taught us to not lose hope and to be grounded in the gospel. The command that he had charged his disciple is to proclaim the word of God, to be persistent whether it is convenience or inconvenience, to convince people and to reprimand them when needed. But most important of all, to encourage the church through patient and sound teaching of the truth. St. Paul reminds us of our necessary disposition of heart to remain steadfast in our vocation where God has planted us in proclaiming the word of God through faithful perseverance by maturing and growing where God has planted us. My brothers and sisters, it's not a coincidence. All the readings today through God's divine providence remind us not to give up when we don't get things our ways. We are reminded that to trust and to continue to love God even though we might still be filled with doubts in the trials and have many overwhelming things in our lives right now. Don't stop praying and never stop believing. Until God had tells us otherwise, or until He opened other doors for us, remain where we are with steadfastness, with faithfulness, and grounded in Him by growing where He has planted us. Let us remember and end with this prayer as been taught by us by the responsorial psalm today. Our help is from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.